The thing about interviews is that so often, I know I did this when I had job interviews, but so often we think that we have to be perfect and that we have to have the most perfect answer in order to be considered. And in my experience of hiring people, but also, you know, talking to recruiters who are making, you know, hiring decisions, is that all they're looking for, really, what a hiring person is looking for, is for candidates to show up knowing what their skills are, knowing what makes them different from somebody else, what difference they would make if they were hired, and why they want the job. And if you can answer those questions and provide solid examples, which this course will show you how to do, if you can do those things, then you can be really proud of what you did in an interview. And it's not really about the right answer. So I will have clients who are nervous about interviews and they'll say, okay, Carrie, but how do I answer this one? Or, you know, how, like, what's the perfect answer here? And I'll go, like, the most perfect answer is, you know, so obviously you want to think and prep for interviews, but you don't want to come off at a place where you're so rehearsed that you're worried about getting your lines wrong. Because if you're worried about getting your lines wrong, then it's more about being like more about doing a performance than it is about being present and having a conversation about a job. So it's a little bit of a mix. So it's a thing of, I want you to be prepared and think about the answers and take it seriously and go to an interview feeling grounded, but also not worrying too much about being perfect. I've been in interviews. I once went to an interview at the Winnipeg Art Gallery. And so I applied for this job at the art gallery, went to the interview, and they said, do you have any ideas of what we could do? And I was like, yeah, I think that people and children, you know, with some mobility issues, it would be great if we would just put mats down on the ground and they could get rid of their walkers and wheelchairs and they could just roll around looking at the art. Like that's an actual answer that I gave at the art gallery, which would never happen. They would never do that at the art gallery, right? But when I talked to the hiring manager and I got that job, and when I talked to him after, he just said, like, yeah, that was an out there answer, but you really showed, like, you showed interest in the job and you weren't scared to share ideas. And that's the kind of person we needed. And so it wasn't like the right answer, certainly, but they knew that I would come up with other creative ideas that would help them. And I did when I got the job. So if you can, take the pressure off of yourself of trying to be the most perfect candidate and instead show up and go, how can I show them I am an interested and motivated and qualified person for the advertised job, and share my stories as clearly as I can, and then we'll see if it's a match. Because if you can come from that place of trying to connect instead of trying to ace it and be perfect, then it takes a whole lot of pressure off of you. Then it gives you permission to be yourself. And ultimately, that's who we bring to work. We bring ourselves to work. So if you go to an interview pretending to be something else, then whatever you show up as is what you have to continue being. Right? So for the rest of the time that you work there, and maybe you only plan on working there for 3 years, but what if you work there for 15 years and you have to kind of play this persona of what you sold at the interview? So being real matters, and interviewers know, they absolutely know. I know when I interview people, I know when they're trying to impress me with, you know, answers that they've Googled. I know the difference between an authentic, like, prepared person who knows their value and somebody who's just saying something because they think it makes them look smart. Choosing answers that make you look smart, that you think make you look smart, often make you look more like a fake than they do make you look like an awesome candidate. So trust your own wisdom, rehearse your stories, be yourself. You've got this. And that's a little bit about the things about interviews.